Well, good morning. It is December 6th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to pick up in 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 12, and we're going to read to the end of the chapter. Then we're going to finish the book of 1 John chapter 5, and start 2 John tomorrow, 3 John the next day, Jude the next day. A lot of one-chapter books coming ahead. And then we are going to read the book of Habakkuk. We're going to start Habakkuk chapter 1 and then Luke chapter 20. So let's get into the word today. 2 Chronicles, picking up in chapter 6, verse 12. And he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a bronzen scaffold of 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court, and upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all of the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands towards heaven, and said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heavens nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. And thou which hast kept with thy servant David, my father, that which thou hast promised him, and spakest with his mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that which thou hast promised him, saying, Thou shalt not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, and yet so that the children take heed to their way to walk in the law, as thou hast walked before me. Now then, O Lord God of Israel, let the word be verified which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. But will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant, and to the supplication, O Lord God, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee. That thine eyes may be opened upon the house, day and night, upon the place where thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth towards this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make towards this place. Hear thou from the dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath he be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before the altar in this house, then hear thou from heaven, and do and judge thy servants by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his ways upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. And if thy people Israel be put to the worst before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name, and pray and make supplication before thee in this house, and then hear thou from the heavens, and forgive the sin of thy people, and bring them again into the land which thou gavest to them, and to their fathers. And when the heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray towards this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou doest afflict them, then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servant, and of the people Israel, when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon the land which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. If there be dearth in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting or mildew, locusts or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man, or of all of thy people Israel, when every one shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in his house, and then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and render unto every man according to all of his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee, to walk in thy ways, so long as they live in the land which thou givest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel, but is come from a far country, for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy outstretched arm, if they come and pray in this house, then hear thou from the heavens, even from the dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, and fear thee, as doth the people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to war against the enemies by the way that thou shouldest send them, and then pray unto thee toward this city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man which sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captive unto a land far off or near. Yet if they bethink themselves in the land whither they are carried away captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of the captivity, saying, We have sinned, and we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly. If they return to thee with all their heart and with all of their soul in the land of their captivity, whither they have carried them captives, and pray towards their land which thou gavest unto their fathers, and towards the city which thou hast chosen, and towards the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens, even from the dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Now, O my God, let, I beseech thee, thine eyes be open, and let thine ears be attent unto the prayers that is made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord, in thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let their saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David, thy servant. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 12, to the end of the chapter. Let's move on over and finish the book of 1 John for our second read-through in 2022. 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. And this is the witness of God, that he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God gave us, that God gave to us eternal life, and that this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, and I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. And we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Well, that was our second read-through through 1 John 2022. That's awesome. We start 2 John tomorrow, 3 John, Jude, and then Revelation. So we are really in the home stretch over these next few days. So that's a great thing. Turn with me to Habakkuk, Habakkuk chapter 1. Start the book of Habakkuk today. Habakkuk chapter 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out of thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. And therefore the law is slack, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, and therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold, ye among the heathens, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your day, which ye will not believe, and though it be told to you. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. And they are terrible and dreadful, and their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses also are swifter than the lepers, and are more fierce than the evening wolves, and their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from afar. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteneth to eat. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind. And they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. And they shall ride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this, his power unto his God. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment, and, O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art the purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. And wherefore lookest thou upon the deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he? And he maketh men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them. And they take up all of them which the angle, and they catch them in their net, and gather them in their drag, and therefore they rejoice and are glad, and therefore they sacrifice under their net, and burn incense under their drag, because by them their portion is fat, and their meat plenteous. And shall they therefore empty their net, and not spare continually to slay the nations? That was Habakkuk chapter 1. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to read Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20 this morning for our final reading. Luke chapter 20, and it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spake unto him, saying, Tell us, by what authority dost thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? And he answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say, Why then believe ye not him? But if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answered that they could not tell whence it was. And Jesus said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. And then began he to speak to people in this parable. Certain man planted a vineyard, and led it forth to husbandmen, and went into a far country for a long time. At that the season he sent a servant to the husbandmen that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard, but the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also and entreated him shamefully and sent him away empty. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also and cast him out. And then said the Lord of the vineyard, What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be that they reverence him when they see him. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. And so they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. And what therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen, and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid. And he beheld them and said, What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon it, the stone shall be broken, but whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And they watched him, and sent forth spies which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so that they might deliver him unto the power and the authorities of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. Is it lawful for us to tribute unto Caesar, or not? But he perceived their craftiness, and said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription hath it? And they answered and said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer and held their peace. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection, and they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man's brother die having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. And there were therefore seven brethren, and the first took a wife and died without children, the second took her to wife and died childless, the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. And therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife. And Jesus answering and said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain the world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush, when he calleth the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. Then certain of the scribes answering said, Master, thou hast well said, and after that thou durst not ask any questions at all. And he said unto them, How say they that Christ is David's son? And David himself saith in the book of Psalms, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. And David therefore calleth him Lord. How is he then his son? And then in the audience of all the people, he said unto his disciples, beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love the greetings in the marketplaces and high seats in the synagogue and their chief rooms at the feast, which devour widows' houses and for show make long prayers. And the same shall receive greater damnation. Well, amen. That was our reading today for December 6th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. But again, thank you all so much for joining me each and every single day. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you so much for your grace. Lord, I praise you for Jesus. Praise you so much for how in his ministry he dealt with many difficulties, Lord. He dealt with many ups and downs, Lord. Folks who questioned him, folks who tried to tempt him, folks who tried to belittle him. And yet, God, by your grace and by his power, Lord, he still was and is that sinless Savior, Lord, that we all need. And Lord, we just give you all the glory for Jesus. And Lord, I pray that we would follow in his footsteps today. I pray, God, that we would just honor you, Lord, in all areas of our lives. Lord, looking to Jesus, Lord, that founder and perfecter of our faith, as we looked at on Sunday, and Lord, that he would get all the glory for it all. But Lord, we love you, and we thank you so much for this reading today. Bless it to our hearts. Bless it to the hearts of those listening. And Lord, may you just give us all a good day in you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Bye, everybody.